If it grows an inch today, yesterday it...
If it grows an inch today, yesterday it what? Was an inch shorter.
Okay, which means it...
It did...
If it grows an inch a day, that means today...
Okay. It grew an inch.
Okay, and then it will have...
Grown an inch.
Okay. Alright. Okay, a child that's born to an unmarried woman is called a what?
Bastard.
Okay, any other names that you might use for that?
No.
Alright. An
illegitimate child.
Alright. Any street terms that you might think of?
Nah. No. Unwanted child, I don't know.
Unwanted, okay. You ever heard of like buzzard egg or Sunday egg?
Buzzard egg, no.
Okay. Okay. Now, in this case, you might complete this sentence. Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot...
Better, I don't know.
Okay. Can you think of a comparative of loving? Would you ever use a...
Cuter.
Okay. Alright. Your brother's son is called your...
Nephew.
Okay. A child that's lost both father and mother is called what?
Orphan.
Okay. Is this a word that that you would consider to be used in institutions or with any child that's in that position or what?
Primarily for children with institutions. But if he's living with a family, I don't know if you would call him an orphan.
Yeah, all right. Well, say he's lost his father and mother and he's living in, like, you know, maybe a foster home or something. Would you consider him an orphan?
Stepchild.
Okay. A person appointed to look after an orphan is called its...
Guardian.
Okay. If a woman gives a party and invites all the people that are related to her, you say she's asked all...
Her friends, relatives, family.
Okay, and all the, think of all the terms that you can think of that refer to...
Family, relatives, kin, loved ones.
Okay, okay. Yes, she's actually the same yes, she has actually, this is just a sentence here. Yes, she has the same family name and looks a bit like me, but I'm actually... And you're denying the fact that you're related. You're saying, I'm actually...
Not related.
Okay. Someone who comes into town has, and no one's ever like me, you know, and no one's ever seen him before, he's a...
Stranger.
Okay. Any other term? Would you ever use...
Buzzard egg.
I think you've been influenced there. Ever use the term foreigner?
Maybe.
How would you use the term foreigner?
I usually describe someone that comes from a different country.
Right, okay. But if someone came in from Georgia, would you call them a foreigner?
No.
Just
no.
What? What would you mean?
Alien, maybe. I don't.
Okay. How about the, and the, we got some names of, proper names of people here. A lot of these are going to be nicknames and Christian names and things like that, so I'm going to try to figure out ways to get you to pronounce these. A common name for a girl beginning with M. What's the most common girl's name that you can think of begins with M? In the Christian religion, it's the
Mary,
okay.
Obviously. Yeah.
Okay, and George Washington's wife's name was?
Martha.
Okay, how about a nickname for Helen beginning with N?
I don't know, Nelda.
Oh, you're close. Very, very close. Don't hang from the bell.
I don't know. What's that?
What was the one you said?
Nelda.
Okay. Take off the D-A ending and add a Y.
Nelly.
Okay. All right. Now, how about a nickname for a little boy named William?
Bill.
All right. And I'll make it a diminutive with the Y ending.
Billy.
Okay. All right.